The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Democratic presidential ticket looking for support from unions on this Labor Day. Vice President Harris campaigning with President Biden in Pittsburgh. Earlier today, she was in Detroit. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at an event called Labor Fest in Milwaukee. A Walz staffer broke their arm. Several of the campaign's motorcade vehicles were involved in a multi-vehicle crash today. Calls are growing for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to do more to bring home the hostages taken by Hamas October 7th, after the IDF found six dead in a Hamas tunnel. There was a funeral today in Jerusalem for one of them, American-Israeli citizen Hirsch Goldberg-Paulin.
Those beautiful six survived together, and those beautiful six died together. And now they will be remembered together forever.
His mother, Rachel Goldberg. The NYPD looking into the shootings of five people at the New York Caribbean Carnival Parade today. This is ABC News. U.S. officials have seized a plane belonging to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro amid rising political tensions.
The U.S. Department of Justice seized Venezuela's equivalent of Air Force One as a sanction against President Nicolas Maduro's handling of the country's July election. Maduro claimed victory despite strong evidence that his opponent won, drawing in waves of protests and international condemnation. U.S. officials say the aircraft used by Maduro and his representatives was seized in the Dominican Republic, then transferred to Florida. The DOJ alleges it was purchased for $13 million illegally. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
A four-year-old boy accidentally broke a 3,500-year-old jar in a museum in Israel last week, but curators are using the accident as a teachable moment. The boy and his family were welcomed back to the museum by restoration experts who showed them how they're using 3D technology to restore the jar. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Clear and chilly tonight. Patchy fog possible, low 48. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 78. Winds will be south 10 to 15. And clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 49. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, September 2nd. Good afternoon. Sit for WRCO News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. A missing swimmer was reported yesterday near Spring Green at approximately 3:48 yesterday afternoon. The Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in the Spring Green Township. Deputies, first fire personnel, and conservation wardens responded to the area. Once on the scene, it was learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Departments searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man until darkness set in. Search efforts are continuing today. Two Thursday evening tornadoes that touched down in western Wisconsin have been confirmed. According to the Twin Cities National Weather Service office, one of the twisters touched down near Beldenville in Pierce County. The other hit land on Interstate 94 near the village of Wilson in St. Croix County. Both were EF0 tornadoes with wind speeds up to 70 to 80 miles per hour. Each broke several trees, with the Pierce County tornado also uprooting some trees. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign has scheduled a rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Moisonne. Last week, Trump held a town hall event in La Crosse. Trump's visit continues the sharp focus both presidential campaigns are keeping on the Badger State, with President Joe Biden making a campaign stop for Vice President Kamala Harris this Thursday at an undetermined location in southwest Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, have announced that the final 2025 through 2026 qualified allocation plan, the QAP, is planned for administering federal and state tax credits for finance low to moderate income housing and establishes parameters and priorities for awarding the coming year's housing tax credits, including federal 9% and 4% credits, as well as state 4% credits. The 2025 through 26 QAP makes strategic changes in order to use tax credits effectively while reaching as many communities as possible with the resource WIDA has available. The plan is tailored to meet the evolving housing needs of Wisconsin and make sure the state's workforce economy and housing infrastructure are ready to meet the needs of the 21st century. Key changes in the new plan include redefining set-aside categories to promote distribution of resources across the state, changes to the competitive application process to lower the barrier for entry and streamline decision-making through the two-step process from project concepts to detailed submission, changes to the non-competitive application process to anticipate the continuing trend of increasing demands for tax-exempt bonds, updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market and priorities, and revising the WIDA Emergency Business Program to enhance participation. WIDA has been the sole administrator for housing tax credits in Wisconsin since the federal program was established in 1986 and began implementing the Wisconsin Housing Tax Credit Program in 2018. Since 1986, WIDA has awarded more than $560 million in housing tax credits, resulting in the development and rehabilitation of more than 58,000 rental housing units for low to moderate income families, seniors, and vulnerable community members. The state and federal programs provide tax incentives through the Internal Revenue Code and the Wisconsin Tax Code that encourages developers to create affordable housing. In exchange for the tax credits, developers agree to reserve housing units for low and moderate income households. A rural Viroqua man sustained injuries on Saturday evening in a motorcycle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that the crash occurred at approximately 6:30 in rural Viroqua in the town of Jefferson. Breton Ronald Anderson, 21, of rural Viroqua, was operating the motorcycle westbound on County Road Y, just west of the intersection with County Road B. As he crested a hill, he saw another westbound vehicle slowing down ahead of him. While abruptly braking and reducing speed, Anderson lost control of the motorcycle, skidded across the roadway, and came to rest along the south edge of the roadway. Breton Anderson was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Two were injured in a crash Saturday night in the town of Stark. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that one vehicle crash occurred around 7:30. Kyle Ray Stout, 25, of Kendall, was operating a pickup westbound on State Highway 82 near Spry Road, east of the village of Lafarge. Stout reported experiencing a medical episode that he said caused the vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle struck a culvert and came to rest upright in a field. Kyle Stout, along with passenger Haley Christine Rogers, 28, of Madison, both reported injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance. A Milwaukee man is going to prison for the disturbing death of his 12-year-old son. Ramyun Moy pleaded guilty on Thursday to multiple charges, including a count of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of Jakari Robinson. The boy's body was found malnourished and decomposing last October in a home in Milwaukee's Northwest Side. An autopsy found Jakari had fractures on both arms and his ribs. Moy was sentenced to 47 and a half years in prison, along with 25 years of extended supervision. Wausau Pilot and Review reports that 31-year-old Joshua Lake, 28-year-old Jessica Colby, 31-year-old Mercedes Perkins, and 36-year-old Dustin Brunker have all been indicted in U.S. District Court following the April 15th raid, which turned up 5 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 2 pounds of cocaine. Investigators say Lake is also facing charges for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. The group was scheduled to face charges in Marathon County, but those were quickly dismissed once federal investigators took over. A formal indictment came down in July. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating its third season this fall, as well as the 91st anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, which was centered in Coon Valley. CCCWC is looking forward to marking the occasion during its September 4th meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, which will include live music, a community dinner, a State of the Watershed address, and other conservation project updates. From watershed residents to a tour of Project CCCWC funded by the Coon Valley Conservation Club and more. In her State of the Watershed address, Nancy Weidweck plans to discuss and the unprecedented federal flood control dam decommissioning project slated for the Coon Creek watershed in the coming months. She will also highlight the nearly $20,000 of on-the-ground conservation initiatives CCCWC has supported in the past year, like the Coon Valley Conservation Club's recently completed water diversion structure and small dam. Meeting attendees will be able to tour the recently completed project during the meeting and learn about ways to partner with CCCWC to support their own conservation projects. Wednesday's meeting will also begin with dinner and music at 5:30, followed by the State of the Watershed Address and other speakers at 6:30. The Coon Valley Conservation Club is located at S105 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. That's S1005 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. The event is free and all are welcome. Guests are encouraged to bring their own picnic wear. The American Red Cross continues to experience a national blood emergency as remnants of the Hurricane Debbie and other severe storms weather events across the country have further complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. Weather in recent weeks has added to summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country, many of which were caused by Debbie, causing approximately 1,500 life-saving blood projects to go uncollected. Annually, severe weather such as blizzards, tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes impacts about 90,000 blood donations made to the Red Cross in Wisconsin. 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the last 10 years, including 36 so far this year. This has resulted in about 1,323 donations going uncollected in Wisconsin region to date in 2024. because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for hospitals and patients. Those in unaffected areas are urged to make an appointment to give now. First-time donors and those who give regularly are critical to blood supply recovery. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, that's 1-800-733-2767. And thanks, all who give September 1st through the 15th will receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan t-shirt, which while supplies last. And those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for the Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on the 8th, 9th, and Park streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. WRCL News Time is 5:15. WRCL will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph Jedwin Jopa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin Jopa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service is at 5. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday, September 9th at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. First and foremost, I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. The weather couldn't have been any better. I mean, maybe we'd want it a little bit warmer, but overall, it was nice that it was so super sunny. Today's high temperatures scraped the mid-70s with a ton of sunshine, and it was just comfortable out there. Now tonight, we're dropping clear and chilly once again. Lows will fall to the upper 40s with patchy fog possible. This is because a huge high-pressure system is dominating the state, the Great Lakes region, and pretty much the entire area. And as it does so, it's keeping our skies clear, winds calm, and those ingredients all line up for a cold overnight with fog. And that also means tomorrow is another repeat of today. Temperatures warm just a little bit more, to the upper 70s under mostly sunny skies with winds becoming a bit breezy out of the south. That, of course, will aid in the warmer temperatures and continues into our Wednesday as well. In fact, highs will flirt with 80 degrees. It'll be sunny, summery, with, of course, showers and thunderstorms following that. So by Thursday, we are looking at that wet weather pushing in. High temperatures still hit the low 80s, and then the cold front drops through. And as it does, it's going to swing our temperatures to some really, truly fall feel. In fact, by Friday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, much cooler, with areas of light rain continuing as highs only scrape 70. But wait, it gets worse. Saturday's highs into the mid-60s, under a mix of sun and clouds. The sunshine will become abundant on Sunday, and highs only in the mid-60s still. I guess it really is that perfect football weather too, isn't it? And if you're wondering if the fall feel is here to stay, well, as I look at the extended outlook, it does say we have some above average temperatures moving back in. However, we may need to wait to the middle of the month for those to get here. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 75 degrees after a high of 76 and a morning low of 48. Yesterday's high was 76 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 93 degrees with a record low of 36 set back in 1955. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:35 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:27. The winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.25, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. In a broadcast heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Willie Adames tied the major league record with his 13th three-run homer of the season, going deep on his 29th birthday to lift the NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals 9-3 for their sixth win in seven games. Adames homered for the fifth consecutive game, matching the Brewers' record shared by Jeremy Burnett and Eric Thames. Adames's 13th three-run homer equaled Ken Griffey Jr.'s in 1996, and his 99 RBIs set a career high, one more than his 2022 total. Rookie Jackson Churio hit a grand slam, and Reese Hoskins also homered for the Brewers. And then tomorrow, the Brewers will play game two of that three-game series against the Cardinals. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:40 at AmFam Field. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame tomorrow evening will start at 6:05. Badgers coach Luke Fickell salutes his team's leadership for the role the group played in Friday's 28-14 win over Western Michigan. Wisconsin got a break when a fourth-quarter punt bounced off a Broncos player. The visitors were ahead 14-13 at the time, but Fickell's team rallied for two scores and the win. He says his players didn't bat an eye and passed what was definitely a test. The coach had said developing strong leaders was a priority entering the season. The Badgers host the South Dakota Coyotes in their next game this coming Saturday afternoon.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Badgers volleyball team is starting the season in an unfamiliar fashion, losing its first two games. Defending national champion Texas beat Wisconsin 3-1 in the first round of the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase in Milwaukee's Fizer Forum. The battle between the two top national programs was intense. There were 16 ties and 4 lead changes in the first set alone. The Badgers are back in action this afternoon against Stanford, also in Milwaukee. Braden Narveson might not have been the happiest person in his own family when the Green Bay Packers claimed him off waivers to make him their kicker. The move represented a homecoming for Narveson's wife, Shelby Narveson, who grew up with a family full of Packer fans in Prescott. Prescott is located just east of the Minnesota border, about 270 miles west of Green Bay. And NASCAR's regular season had a surprising conclusion. Don't count on the same thing in the playoffs, where the power programs in the Cup Series dominate the postseason field. Hendrick Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, and Team Penske have a combined 11 drivers in the 16-team field. Those three blue bloods have won the past 10 Cup Series crowns. The playoffs start Sunday in Atlanta. Chase Briscoe was the surprise winner at Darlington Raceway, where he used a late three-wide pass to move in front. He held off Kyle Busch at the end for the win. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support
support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The recent drop in price for corn, soybeans, and wheat has led to at least some improvement in export demand. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, says lower U.S. prices and some global supply issues are boosting export demand for U.S. grains and oilseeds, at least to some extent.
Certainly for our discussion about wheat on this area specifically, keep in mind we are looking at a net drop in non-U.S. wheat exports throughout the world. So yes, production will be likely higher, but including our lower beginning stocks for the world, we will be seeing a light decline in general supply offered and specifically exports from non-U.S. Competitors. For the corn and soybean side, this is kind of a mixed story. Corn side, we've been seeing great export sales across the board and we'll continue to. Question is really in front of us about soybeans, where Brazil still for now has a price discount. We need to see if that Brazilian real does depreciate or strengthens in these next few weeks. That would be a big deal in determining our soybean export pace.
In terms of the weather issues being faced by wheat globally, Nelson says,
for the Argentina discussion, as they are still currently in development, this is still too early to make any long-term final call on that, but certainly for the discussions about Europe and specifically France being the main area of concern, it looks like this one is going to be a pretty significant problem here. Only almost half of the crop itself qualified for their 11.5% protein need as far as the export market, and the other half not. So that's something which will be watched very carefully in these next few weeks ahead here.
The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates, domestic and global, is out September 12th. Megan Grebner's got much more after this brief break.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Technical Services Veterinarian for Merck Animal Health says investing in a preconditioning program can bring value to calves at auction. Dr. Tim Parks tells Brownfield weaning and vaccination programs are critical
to make sure that those cattle that they buy are healthy coming in and have a chance to be able to weather the disease challenge they come up against.
Parks says anytime cattle are moved through production cycles, calves are exposed to disease.
Having that animal prepared to where immunologically they can, one, help prevent disease, but two, help recover when they do come in contact with it and if they have to be treated is really what they're looking for.
Other management decisions like implanting calves may not change the price received for calves, but it could add weight.
When we can see anywhere from 20 to 25 pounds added weight, but not affect the price per pound. So we're still gaining value in those calves at that time frame.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
rapidly correct, and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A hydrologist with the National Weather Service says water levels on the lower Mississippi River are low again as the new crop marketing year begins. Mary Lamb tells Brownfield,
"It's the third year in a row that, you know, we've kind of done this where we've had very wet summer and then all of a sudden the water just kind of turns off and then our rivers start falling."
More news is next.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
U.S. Representative from Iowa says the ag industry deserves the certainty of a new five-year farm bill. Republican Randy Feenstra tells Brownfield many farmers at the 2024 Farm Progress Show express concerns about crop insurance.
When you got corn at $3.60, you got soybeans at $9.40, whatever it might be, I mean, it's the killer. We got to increase those reference prices, and we got to make sure that that crop insurance is there and available.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says he continues to push for new legislation.
There will be another extension just because of the inactivity for the most part of the Senate.
A farmer in central Missouri says the corn was too high moisture to harvest ahead of the Labor Day weekend.
It would end up averaging 30. If we can get it down below 25, have to get going.
Nathan Alper says he'll try again to harvest this week what could have been one of the best corn crops they've ever had on the farm. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds and Brownfield Ag News. Brevant Seeds Area Product Manager Craig Solomon says innovations in corn and soybeans are benefiting farmers. Hear more coming up next on Brownfield.
When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You win so big, the very ground beneath your feet cries tears of joy. You win so big, that second place feels like a participation trophy. You win so big, you might as well be harvesting buried treasure. Oh, sorry, just one more. When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You hit the jackpot. Don't just win, win. Talk with your retailer or visit brevant.com/jackpot to get started.
You were right.
You were right.
You were right.
Well, you were right.
When you choose your seed brand, there's winning, and then there's...
You were right. Should have gone with Brevant Seeds.
When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You get to be right. Don't just win. Win. Talk with your retailer or visit brevant.com/win to get started.
Craig Solomon says new trait technologies will help farmers win big at harvest.
We just launched a bunch of new traits, PowerCore Enlist, PowerCore Ultra Enlist, and Vor Seed and Corn. Those are game-changing technologies. It's kind of a unique situation where you're not only improving yield performance and overall agronomics, but those traits are bringing more insect protection as well as more herbicide flexibility. Each situation, we're improving insect protection. We're adding above-ground traits on PowerCore and PowerCore Ultra. And then with four seed, we're still maintaining, you know, what we have, the building blocks of our rootworm products, but we're adding that RNAi, a new trait to control rootworm. And again, we're adding that herbicide flexibility to control tough weeds and provide the only option to control volunteer corn in corn. So we put a lot of those products out this year, launched a lot of great products this past fall, and we got a lot of them out in fields and in plots this year, and people have been very happy with them. Think they're going to be even happier when they harvest. You know, like anything that we use over the years, mutations occur, and then we select for those mutations. And there's a lot of acres out here where corn's the best crop to be grown. And when things continue to have pressure on them, something like Vor Seed and the RNAi technology is going to really help that situation. We're maintaining two active BT traits in four corn rootworm, but then adding in that RNAi is a big piece that's going to create kind of a corn rootworm genocide there the first year and allow people to continue managing that pest and continue growing the crops they want to grow, improving yield, improving protection, and the full package of having additional herbicides. And we're not seeing any yield lag with any of these traits. That's what's amazing. A lot of these are the highest yielding products that we've ever launched. Just in the last month especially, everyone's excited about the new Vor Seed products, the new Power Corn List and Power Corn Ultra products, but the Vor Seed especially, just to have that new additional protection, have an elite rootworm product. Everybody's been very pleased with what they're seeing for plant health, stay green, ear fill, and then obviously not having any issues with corn rootworm. Can't wait to get the harvest results from a lot of these new products. There's nobody more in tune with the overall industry than a professional ag retailer, and we have a good relationship on what is actually needed versus what isn't. Go into your local ag retailer and ask them about Brevant and what they think about it. We have a website, brevantseeds.com.
I'm Kara Hart, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds and Brownfield Ag News.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Try, that's the way you want it. I can't make you understand how it feels. Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you've been, don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame, probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about, when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. Drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen, Thinking About Me on Country and Community, WRCO. Time is 5:47. Still a beautiful day out there, and this, as we get into the evening hours, 75 degrees still out there in Richland Center. And be sure to get out and enjoy that weather, and not too far away from starting the work week again tomorrow for most, and school for the kids. But, you know, hopefully you had a great weekend. I know it's kind of a bummer to get back into the routine again. But, you know, once you get back to the following weeks, it'll seem normal, because our next holiday that people will be getting off for is, I do believe, if I'm not, hopefully I'm correct, Thanksgiving. So that's not too far away. So that's why I get out and enjoy this nice weather before that we start getting that fall and winter weather. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, People's First Bowling for People with Disabilities, is going to be held. It's held each Tuesday, and it's from 3 to 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to participate is $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne Tony at 608-604-0633.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick your own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple, and there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. It starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options that may meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
100.9 WRCO. Pretty face and a lonely smile. I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial. We fell in.
fall asleep here in the dark.
I had a car.
That was Diamond Rio with Norma Jean Riley. Well, it's time for me to head on out and call it a night. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day and hoping you had a great Labor Day weekend. And I will be back tomorrow at about 5:20. I'll be bringing you the sports and then some great music after the Ag Reports up until about 8 o'clock at night. And we will be bringing you some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock for the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Mr. Phil Nee. All right, a good song to head out with, Mr. Willie Nelson with On the Road Again. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great night, and please stay safe.
One, two, three, four. road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.